It was a simple idea. Every time Tennessee repairs a bridge over water, just leave behind the little dirt construction road where the crane sat or where the workers parked so that boaters could easily reach the water. Known as Park and Float, it was celebrated years ago on an outdoors TV show called Wildside.
This is beautiful.
There's so much opportunity on the rivers of Tennessee that people could have if they could get on the water.
It's an effort designed to soothe your soul.
But lately, paddlers have been finding chained up gates and no parking signs that block access.
If your nearby favorite place to put in and float a river disappears, then you got a problem.
That's Frank Fiss with the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency.
It's just that one spot means everything to you because that's your local home water, so to speak.
This park and float program has always had a gray area, says TDOT Deputy Commissioner Paul Deggs. On one hand, it usually makes sense for his work crews to create a multi-purpose access point on the 30 or more bridges that they replace each year.
I think there's an argument to be made that in some cases it can save the state of Tennessee money.
But not always, he says. There is a downside.
From time to time, we get locations where people come set bonfires under the bridges, throw dump garbage and dump junk under bridges.
And that drives neighbors crazy. They call in complaints about nonsense happening overnight or on the weekends. But under pressure from avid boaters, the government agencies are thinking of how to deliver on the early hopes of the program. TDOT is willing, Deggs says, if paddlers will clearly say where they want to get into the water.
Here are stretches of rivers that it's miles and miles between access points to where something might be an opportunity for us. So if it's no cost or essentially no cost, we can generally do it.
It's a program Tennessee was proud to launch, but it now seems stalled. Some other states, meanwhile, have borrowed the idea. Maryland went so far as to change state law and has created nearly 36 new access points. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.